Welcome to the Your Own Medicine podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Callie Klug, and I am a yoga teacher and somatic practitioner in Southern California. Your Own Medicine podcast was really created with this idea and this intention of bringing knowledge to you to access the medicine within you and within your own body. So thank you for listening. Let's go. Hello and welcome to this episode of Your Own Medicine podcast. This week it is a recording from the Art of Wintering workshop. Per usual, I use a lot of graphs and visuals in the workshop, just like all my workshops. I'm a lover of graphs. And so if you have either listened to a podcast recording or are listening to this one and thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I could see what is going on, I've started to post the recordings on my YouTube channel. So it's the same handle as all my social media, callie.somatics, and you can find all of my future and past recordings on there. Which is really exciting because, like I said, I really like to have good visuals to help support the concepts that are very abstract. So this week's episode is about wintering, so really focusing on the art of slowing down, of finding restorative rest, and then also cultivating boundaries to protect our body's more limited capacity in the winter months. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope it's helpful. And if you are curious about wintering or finding rest or pleasure, me and Tatiana Nicello are hosting a retreat in the Sequoias of California this June, and it is selling out quickly. So if you are curious about it, definitely check it out. It's a mixture of glamping tents and glass cabins, and it's just in this stunning retreat center called Paradise Ranch, and we'll be doing daily yoga. In the morning, we'll be doing somatic and embodiment sessions each evening, and it's a women-only retreat, so it's really just about reconnecting with your own body, and then also women and nature, and it's just going to be an incredible, incredible time. So if this is something that interests you, definitely check out the retreat. I'll link it in the show notes, and enjoy the podcast.
Okay, so we're going to start with grounding. So I'm going to actually ask that you guys, if you have a pillow nearby, or a cat is perfect too, actually, Christine. If you have a pillow or a cat that you can put on your lap or on your stomach, go ahead and do that now. I'm gonna get my pillow really quickly. The bigger and heavier, the better. Okay. And go ahead and put the pillow over your belly. And take a moment to orient towards your screen. You can feel into the energy of the Zoom group for a moment. And then start to draw your energy away from the screen. Now just orienting towards your space. Maybe look around your space. Just noticing how it lands in your nervous system. And then eventually coming back through to center and now orienting towards the body. You can close down the eyes if that feels supportive. And just noticing what is going on in the body today. What kind of sensations are present? How does the breath feel? How's the belly feel, the heart space? And start to notice where your body is meeting the chair that you're sitting on. And really just allowing your body to settle and to arrive here. You can inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, let it go. Inhale through the nose, exhale, let it go. And then go ahead and start to imagine that your body is a structure. And notice where in your body needs some extra support. And you can either bring the pillow to that part of the body, or you can bring your hands to that part of the body, just like you're gently reinforcing the structure, providing it some gentle support. And then you might notice that the part of your body that needs the support shifts. And if it does, go ahead and follow it. And then when you're ready, start to blink the eyes open. And bring your hands out wide, like you are telling someone next to you to stop. And just notice how it feels in your body to have these boundaries, to be in this gesture of boundaries, almost like you're telling someone, stop, don't come any closer. Hee hee. I love this gesture. And just noticing how it feels. You can even bring the hands forward, bring them around. Just noticing how it feels to protect your space. And then coming back through to center, start to orient towards the group, and we're going to reach forward towards each other. In this gesture of connection, and noticing how that feels, even just being on Zoom, looking into each other's faces, reaching. And then we're going to find this perfect balance of boundaries and connection. So one hand will continue to reach, and one hand will be in this gesture of boundaries, and really play with, do I feel like I want more boundaries? Do I feel like I want more connection? What does my body feel like it wants more or less of right now in this moment? And feeling into that perfect little spot. And then once you find it, maybe closing down the eyes and just allowing this feeling of a balance of boundaries and connection to settle. We have access to this need for connection, or this ability for connection, and we have access to our ability to create safety and create serenity for ourselves. Your boundaries. Take an inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth with a sound. Oh. One more time, inhale through the nose. Exhale, let it go. And then bring the hands to another part of the body that feel like they need a little bit of attention or support. And then when you're ready, start to bring your awareness back into the space that you're in, orienting back towards the room, maybe looking over both shoulders. And then the other. And starting to orient back towards the group. Okay. All right. I'm gonna share my screen. So okay. There we go. All right. So, welcome everyone to the Art of Wintering workshop. So we just did our grounding practice. So what to expect for the rest of the session? We'll do a little bit of lecture and discussion. And then we'll also do a practice. So what we just did was also a practice, and we'll be doing one more experiential practice towards the end. And then at the end, we'll have some Q&A. And like I mentioned, just know if you come off of mute, your face and or voice will be recorded. And at any point, if you have any thoughts, feel free to put them in the chat as well. All right, so take a moment to start to orient back towards your body and notice how the word winter lands in your body, specifically this time of year. And just notice what arises. If you have a journal or something you're writing with, you can jot down a few words or images or sensations that come up. And then if you'd like to share them in the chat, it's always really cool to see how these words or concepts land. I'm just trying to find the chat. There it is. Okay. Cozy, rest, recover, dormancy. Thanks for sharing, Christine. Find it really interesting for myself when I see this word winter. I have this like 1-2 punch of a part of me is kind of like opens a little. The idea of like cozy, resting, Christmas lights. And then there's another part of me that tenses up and is like, wait, no, it's too busy. Mercy. Cold, tense body. Also cozy, warm, and bundled. Yeah, interesting. Oh, cold, intense body. I really feel that, Melissa. Thank you guys for sharing. So, winter in nature is a time of the year when life starts to kind of retreat into itself. So on the outside, things might look dead, like the trees might look dead, they're all the leaves have fallen off, but the life is still there. It's just retreated into itself. When you start to look at animals, especially like our fellow mammals, there's a lot of hibernation that happens, like with the bears, which honestly sounds ideal. Hibernation, like literal hibernation, and then there's also just an increase in there's just like a general slowdown that happens with mammals, more resting. I've noticed even with my dog, she's just been napping like all the time. You know, there's less light. Even if you're in a part of the world where it's sunny, there's still less light in your circadian rhythm that is synced with the sunset and sunrise. It starts to, you know, desire more rest. And yeah, there's just a general hush that happens. If you think about like walking through a place like this in spring, you can almost like feel the life coming out of the ground. Whereas when you walk through a forest in winter, there's just this hush that happens. Even if there's no snow, there's just a hush. And it, I think it's really beautiful and serene, and it kind of is just another example of nature like facilitating this potential for us to co-regulate towards it. So if we are nature and we have, you know, these mammalian nervous systems that are designed to co-regulate with the world around us, it's really this time of year where we're co-regulating with a tree in winter, it's going to feel different than co-regulating with that tree in summer. So I'm going to just quickly review my notes. Okay, so also in winter, we generally have less capacity. Our body has less capacity for stress, really for just like life in general. So because our, well, let me briefly talk about what capacity is. So if this is a familiar concept for you, then this will be a repeat, and that's okay. So our body's capacity is our body's ability to hold and metabolize the stress and experience of your day, your day-to-day experience. So if we have more capacity, some people think of it like, oh, I'm pouring from an empty cup or putting water, you know, in the cup. I like to think of it as like the cup gets bigger. So instead of, you know, putting the water in the cup, okay, let me start over with this. I had a nap before this. I feel like it's showing. Okay. So, when we have capacity for something, like let's say I'm really stressed and I didn't sleep good and I'm not taking care of myself in ways that I should, and so on and so forth, I might have a smaller cup. And when stress or water, you know, gets poured into the cup, it fills up faster and we get to that breaking point faster. Whereas if we are slept well and maybe we're ovulating instead of in like our luteal phase, if you're a woman, or you are just taking care of yourself or your body in general, you will probably have a larger cup. Your body has more capacity and therefore can hold more stress and metabolize the stress more efficiently. And so during winter, our body just naturally has less capacity thanks to just less light being present, and our body has more of a desire for rest. This is really a funny thing that happens because we as humans are really cute and silly and said, okay, the Time of the year when we have the least capacity and our bodies want rest the most. Let's make it quarter four and let's make it Christmas and the holidays and have it when you go see your family and have it when you have to go buy presents for everyone. And it's just really strange why we chose this part of the year to be the busiest. I don't know if that happened. I don't know how that happened, frankly, but here we are. And so it's this really interesting mismatch that happens between our societal expectations of I have a million things on my calendar, quarter four is happening, lots of expectation and busyness that is coincided with a body that is desiring rest probably more than at any time during the year, and a body that has less capacity to hold all of the stress and all of the things that are likely on the calendar. So that's where this idea of boundaries comes into play as well. So we did this little boundaries exercise at the beginning of the session to ground. And so when we have less capacity, or really any capacity at any point during the year, we have to be more mindful of protecting or honoring our boundaries and our body's capacity. So I've noticed that during winter and during Christmas and the holidays, it's really a time when people, our family, our friends, and work start to kind of bump up against our boundaries. And so it's a time of year when being more connected with your boundaries can really serve your body, because otherwise we really quickly fill our cup to the top. If we're just saying yes to everything and we're like, sure, I'll work overtime and sure, I'll go to this party you don't want to and sure, I'll watch your dog for you and sure, blah, blah, blah. And then we're here and I can't find a parking spot at, the grocery store and I burst into tears. Real life story. So that's why boundaries are so important this time of year. And I've been talking so much about boundaries is because our boundaries really allows us to protect our and honor our body's capacity. And so that practice is a really great practice. And you can even do this. I taught this at a workshop yesterday and someone said, "Can we do this in the bathroom?" And I was like, "Yes. The bathroom is a great place when you are like at a party or you are at work or literally, you know what I mean when I say you can do this in the bathroom and you are, looking at yourself in the mirror and going, why am I here? If you just take a few moments and do that practice where you're reaching your arms out forward or even where you're saying, what is my body's? Because sometimes the mind and body aren't synced up. The mind might want to fill the calendar, but the body doesn't have capacity for it. So how can my mind or how can I construct my boundaries and my ability for connection? How can I design that right now in a way that honors my body? And so if you go in the bathroom and you do that practice where you're holding the boundaries, reaching for connection, and then finding the mix of both, then you might be able to say, okay, wow, my body really actually doesn't have a capacity for connection right now. It really desires boundaries, strong boundaries. That is what feels good. Then maybe you go out of the bathroom and you leave the party. Or maybe you're like, wow, I really feel like I have a lot of desire for connection. My body has a lot of desire for connection. And I feel like I am more safe here and maybe I have less boundaries. Or less strong, rigid boundaries. So that's a great bathroom practice. Okay, so moving on from the concept of boundaries as it applies to wintering to this idea of rest. So the whole concept of wintering is very foreign to us as humans because, like I mentioned, we have this mismatch of our bodies wanting rest, but our schedule saying no. And so the whole concept of wintering is basically just how can I facilitate the rest that my body needs, and how can I support my body in getting that? And so the physiology of rest, I've talked about this example before in a pleasure workshop. So if you have seen that workshop, this is a very similar concept. When we are in a chronic stress state or we are traumatized, our body is traumatized, there's a clenching that happens. So if I was to grab this and throw this at you, you can even imagine like someone throwing something at you and just notice how your body responds. Instantly, I thought of someone throwing a ball at my face and my stomach clenched up. So that clench is very protective. It's the body protecting itself. It's like even the muscles around the organs clenching in order to protect the organ. So it's a very protective stance. If you think of like a guy with like a six pack, punch me, do it. You know, like when they're trying to show you how strong their six pack abs are, they're not just like, you know, letting their belly be soft there. They're like clenching up and they're preparing for your fist to hit their six pack. And so what happens is that when we are used to that chronic clenching and we get in a kind of chronic state of clenching, the unclench or the opening feels very foreign and it can even feel unsafe. The thing is, this opening is so important when it comes to rest. So that release, that unclench, that is when the body is able to actually find restorative rest. There is a kind of free state. So there's different kinds of free states. And there's one called an activated freeze or tonic immobility, if you're familiar with the term. But it's essentially on the outside, it looks very calm or shut down. It looks very still. But internally, your heart might be racing, your palms might be sweaty, you might just have general feelings of distress, and there's that clench feeling that happens. In the belly, in the pelvis. I know a lot of women keep a lot of that clench feeling in their womb area, their pelvic floor. And so, what happens is that, me included, I'm only speaking on this topic because I'm so practiced in this response. And what happens is that when we go to find rest, we might actually look like we're resting. So maybe I'm on my phone and I look like I'm Daisy. No, sorry, my dog is trying to chew the wires of our computer. It might look like we're resting. It might look like I'm relaxing, watching a movie, or reading a book. But internally, my body is clenching, my heart is racing, my palms are sweating. So we're not actually finding a restorative version of rest where my body's actually able to repair, regenerate, and soften and open, and the nervous system's actually able to go into the rest and digest. It's just this very activated free state. So that brings us to, how can you support your body in finding rest? Which is really this whole concept of wintering. Apologies if you can hear the lawn guys are coming out right now, as they do when you're on a Zoom call. So hopefully that's all right with the sound. Yeah, so how can you support your body in finding rest? That's really this whole concept of wintering, is this exact idea that your body is likely desiring more rest this time of year, and how can you give it to your body in a way that actually feels supportive? And we're going to move into a practice here in a few moments. My one last note is that when we have spent so much time in this chronic clenching, it can feel very, I mentioned this already, but it can feel quite unsafe or foreign to soften. And it can actually not even really feel that good. If you have ever, if you've ever really tried to relax and just like doesn't happen, or it just might not feel super safe for your body because this position of clench is so familiar and so safe feeling. And so if you're able to, or if that's you, if that resonates with you, I'm definitely in this camp. Trying to unclench for an hour at a time or whatever it may be might just not feel accessible or even feel good for your body. So really focus on providing this opportunity to soften in very small doses. So it's like, how can I allow this unclench to happen for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes, in a way that's very accessible and doesn't overwhelm your body? Because if we've spent so much time in this clench and then we just burst it open, that doesn't feel good for the body either. So that is all for the lecture portion. Christine, do you have any questions or thoughts?
No, I thought that was really interesting. I was happy to see this and join this because I don't know, just like entering the winter part of the year, I'm finding myself wanting to stay in and be cozy and just let myself rest after a crazy year. So yeah, it's good to hear that that's normal and the way your body is supposed to act. It's validating.
Good. Yeah, it's very, very normal. And I know for myself, before I found out of this concept, I was always really frustrated with my body in winter. So like, God, why am I so tired? Like I'm sleeping and I'm just endlessly tired. And then once you kind of put two and two together, it's like, oh no.
Yeah, and it's like we don't need to beat ourselves up over like wanting to sleep more. And I mean, yeah, I don't really feel like working out right now, but like more rest days maybe are needed.
Yeah,
So.
that's a good point. Yeah, that's like a really practical application of it. Beautiful. So we'll move into the practice now. Can you hear the leaf blower? You're like right outside my apartment.
No, I can't hear it.
Okay, good. All right. So we'll move into the practice. I'm just going to review my notes really fast to make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. So, and one last note too, and I always think about this when I say, oh, I'll just look at my notes really fast, is that huge idea to support your body in moving towards restorative rest is releasing the need for urgency. And the need, well, it's a the releasing the need for false urgency. So obviously we have like real life deadlines and such that we are moving within, but if you're able to consciously re release the need for false urgency, that's also very helpful in letting go of the clench. So, all right, we're going to move into our practice now. So, we're going to do this sitting in a chair that has a back. So, go ahead and get comfortable if you have that pillow or cat. You can keep that on your left or your belly. And go ahead and start to find softness here and start to allow the body to settle. And start to orient towards the body. So pulling the awareness away from the screen and orienting it to your own body, noticing how your body feels here. Oh. And then start to notice all of the parts of the body that are kind of pulling away from the chair or resisting the chair. And just notice them. And then start to notice now the parts of your body that are softening into the chair or surrendering into the chair. Maybe even putting a little pressure on your belly through the pillow. And we're not trying to force open our body. Yesterday for the workshop I opened some flowers manually. It felt kind of wrong to like pry them open. So we're not prying open anything. We're just noticing the parts that are already open to this softness. And noticing the parts that are surrendering or softening into the chair. And then start to imagine that as you inhale, you're sending your breath to this part of the body. And let the exhales be easy and effortless. And keep noticing the parts of the body that have this capacity for rest. And then, if it feels available, notice what it's like to unclench through the belly. Unclench through the pelvis or the womb space. And if that feels like too much unclenching, then allow it to find that clench again. We're just supporting the body in whatever it wants to do here. And then notice once again the parts that are softening into the chair, and imagine there's a sound in those parts of the body. Inhale through the nose, and then as you exhale, exhale with that sound. One more time, deep inhale. Exhale the sound. Then, when you're ready, start to orient back into the room. Maybe looking around your space. My dog is having a fit right now. She wants to go out. And then eventually orienting back towards the screen. And just noticing if your body feels any different. Maybe so, maybe not. And then if you have a journal or something to write with and on, you can jot down a few notes or whatever came up. Or if you'd like to share in the chat or come off of mute, Christine, no pressure at all.
I feel very at peace and calm. I think I needed like a meditative practice today.
Good, yeah. Did you notice any shifts in your body as we went through it?
Yeah, there were definitely some muscles that were clenched that I didn't realize until I got there, and oh, there you go. I was clenching. So it was nice to release.
I noticed that too when I do that practice. I'm just like, wow, everything is clenched. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining. This will wrap it up. Did you have any questions? It's just you, so no pressure.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Like, I just found your page today, so
Oh my gosh, amazing.
yeah, I just found your page and saw that you were doing this today, so I thought I'd sign up, and it was lovely.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad you made it on like such short notice. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. And if you have any questions or anything after, you can, send me an email.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's all for today for the Your Own Medicine podcast. Thank you so much for listening. These episodes do come out pretty sporadically, so if you'd like to be notified each time a new episode comes out, please subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And you can always follow my journey along, which I always post when a new episode comes out on my social media, TikTok and Instagram at Kelly Klug Yoga. And feel free to keep in touch. You can also check out my website at kallikloogyoga.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.